Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. We have this hurricane specialist meteorologist back behind me looking at the latest information. It's right now 5 o'clock Central Time. Here is the latest information on Hurricane Laura, 80 mile an hour winds. So that's what we see, about 510 miles southeast of Galveston, moving west northwest at 17 miles an hour. Let's start off with the satellite. We still have the aircraft out there. The hurricane hunter is getting us the latest information on this storm. See the center right there? We start seeing some very strong storms. You can see the hurricane hunters right in the center, strong storms right in the center. But the other part of this is actual structure. You know, you start looking at this satellite from a distance and you start seeing, well, look at this. I mean, you're just starting to see more of that classic look. You start seeing some of the outflow out of the top of the storm, those high clouds, meaning the storm's breathing. It's getting a little stronger with time. And that's reflected in our forecast. As we do look at the latest forecast, you can see we do forecast some strengthening, even becoming a major hurricane before making landfall in the early hours Thursday morning. And look at the tropical storm force winds extending out from the center of the storm. And that comes into play with time. If you start moving this forward in the forecast, you're going to see these tropical storm force winds well outside the cone. So places like southeast Louisiana could see some of these winds all the way over into portions of the upper Texas coast. So with time, you start looking at 1 p.m. on Wednesday. Already going to start seeing by the time you get into the hours of tomorrow morning into Wednesday morning, you see some winds. You're going to see some storm surge getting there early. You're going to see some of these rain bands already approaching the coast. That'll get there before the landfall. So it's important not to just look at that point, but to look at all the impacts associated with it. But the other thing to notice here, with time, even on 1 p.m. on Thursday, we have still hurricane force winds well inland. If you think about this, into East Texas and the western portion of Louisiana, approaching Shreveport, still a tropical storm as we get into Arkansas. So put the rain on top of those winds. That's a lot of trees down, a lot of power outages, and a dangerous situation, not just with the wind, but also with the rain. Really need to stay off the roads as you see some of these flooding rains occur with the track. You start looking at the track right near the center and to the right, you can see some of those core rains, the heavy rain and those rain bands and these values. Some places could get 10 to 15 inches of rain, and that's just a dangerous situation. It could cause some flash flooding, rivers and bayous. And as we travel north, it's not just on the coast, but even up here into Arkansas could see some of these flooding rains, storm surge, life-threatening storm surge associated with Hurricane Laura. These values anywhere around Galveston Bay, 3 to 5 foot, just taking some of these examples around Galveston, Bolivar Peninsula, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. As we travel eastward, Sea Rim State Park over to Intercoastal City, 9 to 13 foot of storm surge maximum that we could see in some of these areas. And even 7 to 11 as we travel to Vermilion Bay, Intercoastal City, dangerous situation. So with this, not just on the coast, but even stretching inland, listen to those local officials, because if they tell you to leave and there's evacuation orders in some of these zones, please listen to them. That needs to take place today. Get out of these areas because you're going to see some of those values stretch well inland. The red here, that's greater than 9 foot of storm surge. So this has been Ken Graham with the latest information on Hurricane Laura from the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.